Blog Talk Radio.
Progressive Complete Health. Train right, then train hard. My name is Jason Venkus, and I am your host and the founder of Progressive Complete Health. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, performance enhancement specialist, and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers. Every week, I scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that I can answer them for you. So make sure you tune in here every week at 3 p.m. Central Time or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also find useful information, videos, and tips on our Facebook page. Look for Progressive Complete Health on Facebook. Go ahead and like the page. You can also find me on Twitter by searching my name or at GoProVeg. So lots of ways to find me and lots of ways to get some really good information and even some free workouts. Now, every year, millions of people worldwide make New Year's resolutions. 38% of resolutions are based on fitness or weight loss. 90% of those resolutioners fail. Many times this involves a gym membership, and I know that I see more people in my studio at this time of the year as well. Then the number starts to dwindle. People get busy, bored, or just lose the willpower to keep it up. The number one reason people don't stick with their resolution is because they don't see results and they give up. Now, that's what I said last week. Now, there's another reason people fail to lose weight and give up, and that's that they fall victim to gimmicky weight loss products that make fast-acting promises that just don't come through, or that just aren't sustainable. Most of them don't work, and the ones that do have dangerous side effects. How many times has hydroxycut been pulled off the market? It's only a matter of time before it gets pulled again. But today I want to cover three popular weight loss products that are making a push in the 2016 New Year's resolution market. Avoid these gimmicky products. First up is Lipozine. We're seeing commercials everywhere for Lipozine, the number one pill on the market right now, which is surprising because it does not get very good reviews. Now, they can claim that you can lose about 4 pounds in 8 weeks, but they also claim that you should pair it with diet and exercise. I have clients lose 2 pounds a week with an exercise without an extra pill. Most of these pills will tell you that you need to pair their product with diet and exercise. So if the most common denominator is diet and exercise, then maybe it's the diet and the exercise. Now, the study used to make these claims, the study that was used to make this weight loss claim was from product testing, but from the testing of glucomannan. Now, glucomannan is basically fiber from a root. While there is some weight loss, it's not major, and the Lipozine, you know, reviews should really note this. The major university in this double blind study was also never named. So what does it do? Well, honestly, it's an overpriced fiber pill. Lipozine actually absorbs water from your gut, and as a result, your stomach starts to swell up. So this leaves only about 30% of your stomach available for food. Now, if you're not drinking tons of water while taking these pills, you could suffer from horrible diarrhea or constipation. It's going to be more likely to be constipation. The other ingredients besides glucomannan are not clearly listed on the label either. Now, Lipozine is a dietary supplement marketed by the firm Obesity Research Institute Limited Liability Corporation, USA. It should be interesting to note that the FTC fined this company $1.5 million in 2005 for false advertising. If you Google the terms fiber thin or propylene, which were also so-called fiber-based dietary supplements marketed by the firm, they are now banned. So long story short, eat more fiber naturally. It's good to get fiber. It really is good to get fiber in your diet. It does keep you fuller longer because it swells up in your stomach, so that's true. But you can get that naturally from food. You don't need to take it in a pill, and you certainly don't need it to take in this overpriced pill that they're selling. So this pill is a pure form of fiber, and a lot of times that just sits in your stomach and ferments. So if you're looking for fiber, eat some fruit and eat some vegetables. You're going to get fiber that way. You drink some water. It is going to puff up a little bit in your belly, and it's going to keep you fuller longer and keep you from eating as much. The recommended suggestion for fiber is 25 grams per day. So make sure you're getting your fiber. Add it up one day and see if you're getting that. If not, time to bump up that fiber. But anytime you bump up your fiber, make sure you bump up your water intake as well. Not just any liquid, but specifically water. If you want to make sure that you're well hydrated, otherwise you can get constipated. The second gimmicky thing that I want to bring up is elevation masks. I haven't seen them yet in the gym that I go to, but you're going to start seeing them soon. You're seeing them on the East Coast. You're seeing them on the West Coast. You're not seeing them here that much in Chicago yet. I have had one trainer ask me about them. Here's my response. Well, first, what's the premise? Well, exercising or doing nothing at all at higher elevations causes weight loss due to a lack of oxygen. Some studies show that living in higher altitudes can cause you to lose weight faster or to keep your weight down. So here's what they claim. When you breathe against resistance, the lining in the lungs essentially stretches out the alveoli surface area to become stretched. Thus, in return, allows for more blood flow to the alveoli or more oxygen transportation. Now, when you increase surface area, you increase red blood cell count. That will be able to carry more oxygen out to the extremities. Somehow, this is supposed to aid in weight loss. Now, I found a real interesting quote from Alex Vieta. He's a successful hybrid training coach, and he's the founder of Complete Human Performance. And what he says about high-altitude devices, such high-altitude devices stimulate altitude in the same way sticking your head in a toilet stimulates swimming. All it does is create resistance. So your diaphragm and your chest muscles have to work harder to get the same volume of air in. That might strengthen those muscles and perhaps condition you mentally to more perceived suffering. Their testimonials actually emphasize that, but it doesn't duplicate the effect of altitude. So why do elevation masks not simulate altitude? Well, at high altitudes, the atmospheric pressure is reduced. The partial pressure of oxygen or the total units of oxygen per given area is also reduced. The air is simply thinner, to put it plainly, which is why breathing at high altitudes is more difficult. Consequently, there's a reduced oxygenation of the blood, which leads to less oxygen being transported to and utilized by working muscles. When the body is exposed to lower partial pressure or this thinner air, it responds by increasing myoglobin, hemoglobin content and capillary density and consequently increasing oxygen transport to muscles. These adaptations could most certainly give you a performance advantage. But will it give you a weight loss advantage? Well, people who live in higher altitudes live in a mountainous area, and they climb more hills when they do their day-to-day activities. So that's why you burn more calories when you're on the stepper than you do when you're on a flat treadmill with no incline at the same speed. So people who live in these mountainous areas may be keeping their weight down and may be losing weight because they're walking up more hills. Think about it. You walk up more hills, it's harder to walk up those hills. You're going to burn more calories because your heart's going to be pumping a bit harder. The last thing I want to bring up, and I can't believe I'm still bringing this up another year later because it's still out there. Unfortunately, my kid's pediatrician before he passed away was a big proponent of this particular protocol, and it's the HCG protocol, which stands for human cryonic gonadotropin. It's a lot to say. So it's a hormone that is produced in the placenta of pregnant women. It's available as an injection or in drops or as a cream, and it's combined with a daily 500 to 800 calorie diet. And they claim that HCG has an incredible ability to help you lose up to a pound a day. I'm not going to dispute this. I'm not going to dispute the fact that you can lose up to a pound a day based on your weight, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But HCG changes the way your body reacts to low-calorie diets, supposedly, giving you much-needed energy so you won't feel weak or hungry throughout the day despite consuming very little amounts of food. So basically, you're taking this hormone derived from the human placenta, you're taking it as a cream or an injection, and you're eating 500 to 800 calories per day. Of course you're going to lose weight. You're not eating anything, but you're also not taking in the nutrients that your body needs. Now, even in an 800-calorie day, which is what most people will put someone on the HCG diet on, at 800 calories a day, a 5-foot woman who is 120 pounds and inactive needs 184 calories just to exist, just to live, just to blink and to breathe and to have thought process. So being on 500 to 800 calories a day, it's just entirely too low for anybody. Now, I've had clients. I had a client that I worked with claim that this stuff worked great. Oh, I always lose weight when I'm on this. But every time I saw her, after she got off her cycle, her HCG cycle, she was the same size. So, really, what's the point? She's the same size every time. Because what happens is you go on this crash diet for 5 weeks where you eat only 500 calories a day, and the reason I saw her in cycles is because she wasn't able to exercise. Well, if the HCG diet is supposed to give you the same amount of energy levels, then you should still be able to exercise, right? Not the way it works. They tell you not to exercise for those 5 weeks, and you do. You drop pounds. You can drop a pound a day depending on your caloric needs. If you need 4,000 calories a day, which means you'd have to be 350-plus pounds, then you can lose a pound a day because you're not eating anything, because you're basically wasting away and your body is eating itself. But you're also not getting in the nutrients that you need. So this type of diet is very, very scary, because then when she did come back, she would always put that weight back on. That weight would always come back on after she was done doing the HCG diet. Now let's go back to my pediatrician, my kid's pediatrician. Great pediatrician. He was great with my kid. I just did not agree with him on his philosophy on the HCG diet. You walk into his office, and they say that they sell the protocol, and you look, and there's a picture of him before. And then there's a picture of him after, where he lost 60 pounds. Now, he had done this about a year before my daughter was ever born, so those pictures were a year old. But then when I saw him alive and in person, he was even bigger than he was in his before picture. So he's supposed to be this walking, breathing personification of how well this diet works, but you could see that it's not something that's sustainable, that you have to continue to do. You have to continue to deprive your body of food and of nutrients in order to stay this thin. You classify that up there with an eating disorder. You're not eating much. You're trying to starve yourself, but you're trying to give yourself something so you're not hungry. So he put all that weight back on, plus more. And it always bothered me that they sell that in their practice, along with some other, you know, gimmicky weight loss products that don't make the top of the list because no one's really even heard of them. So please, make sure you avoid these products. they either they don't work, or they have serious side effects, or they just aren't sustainable. And I think I've given an example of each here. The lipoprotein doesn't work and has serious side effects. They're too numerous to be listed. They don't really work. The HCG diet is just dangerous. It's not sustainable. And the elevation masks, if there's some science behind it, but the actual product itself is flawed in that translation. So, just avoid these products. Avoid these products at all costs, and you're going to save yourself some time. When it comes to any kind of pill or product, just stay away from the pills. All of them get pulled off the market at some point in time, or all of them have some negative connotation associated with them. Again, hydroxycut's been pulled off the market 9 times. HCG, people that have prescribed HCG have been sued for fraud, even right here in Illinois in Oak Brook, we had someone sued for fraud and had to pay $1.5 billion. So make sure that you are doing the right things for weight loss, and that's just proper nutrition. I'm not even going to say diet, proper nutrition. Make it a lifestyle change. That's something that we teach. And it doesn't have to be when New Year's Day hits, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It doesn't have to be, okay, when New Year's Day hits, I'm going to throw out all my cake, all my cookies, all my alcohol. You might throw out the alcohol. You're not going to want to drink New Year's Day, most likely. But you're going to probably need some hangover food. So make it one step at a time. And that's what we teach at Progressive Complete Health. Is lifestyle change, and one step at a time. And you don't have to be good 100% of the time. Live an 80-20 lifestyle. You've heard me say it before. I'll say it again. It's okay to be bad sometimes and not live a 100% healthy lifestyle. But if you're doing it a big majority of the time, you're going to see long-lasting results. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said to them, you know what I tell my clients on Thanksgiving about eating healthy? And he goes, what? And I said, nothing. Go eat, have a good time, enjoy your family. Get back on eating healthy the next day. So make it a lifestyle change. Let yourself have some indulgence every now and then, and make sure you're active and moving. You want to combine nutrition, you want to combine cardio and weightlifting, as I've said in the past, and that's how you're going to lose weight. Now join me next time as I tell you why you don't have to do ab exercises to get six-pack abs. Until then, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste. That's all that I am now. That's all that I am now.